Why didn't we do that?
We had a very large coffee and a pression, and we spoke at length with a lady there.
Mm.
This was near the that big cliffs, the Roche d'Huetre.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
D'Huetre.
And she recommended a lake, which was also a barrage. And
oh, he went to the top of that, didn't he? The Roche d'Huetre.
Yes.
And we had a look round there and looked down over the cliffs. Saw one of the cliffs which formed, supposed to look like a face, which didn't really.
Yes.
And we walked around that little bit of rocky terrain at the top of the rock. We're one of the highest, it was in fact the highest point of the Suisse Normande.
In the direction of Clissy.
Was it? In the looking south?
Mm. Well, direction of Clissy, anyway.
It was Clissy south.
Yes, right.
And then we came back to the entrance. What happened after that?
We went to another place because you wanted to go to the loo.
Oh.
And it had a very strange design of water flush, which we couldn't work out.
Oh, yes. We had to get Dad to make it go. Yes. Then what?
Then we flushed.
Then we flushed, yes.
Where did we go after that?
We went down to the lake
and the barrage.
Oh, yes, down to the lake. And well, we didn't bother to find the lake because it didn't seem to be there. There was just the river, which was quite enormous.
The young ladies again.
Yes, the young ladies who had been at the top of the...
Roche d'Huetre.
Oui. And another little chat with them. Then we made our way to...
Falaise.
Was it Falaise where we had lunch, dinner? Or, no,
we couldn't find anywhere open.
No, we couldn't find anywhere open at Falaise. So we continued. We didn't do anything else there, did we?
Not really.
No, we continued to Libero.
Yes,
Libero. And we found a nice little creperie where they were making
some...
We crept into the creperie, which was called Le Perroquet.
Le Perroquet. And they made absolutely fresh crepe, any kind you can think of. And then we had ice, very nice ice creams. And well, back there, we were absolutely full.
On second thought, that ice cream, the sorbet, was a bit on the soury side. Well, it had to be, I suppose, because it was
apple.
Apple and
Calvados.
Apple juice and Calvados.
Calvados, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. But we had a good chat with them.
Yeah, and a coffee.
About everything. Put the world to rights.
Talked about computers.
Politics.
Politics, oh yes.
The way the newspapers went.
Newspapers and the way they tackle the everyday news.
So that was the high spot for you then, David, was it?
Well, in the sense that we got a good old chat going, a good old French conversation, yeah.
And talked about what life's like in France and so on.
Is that one of the things that you really want to achieve in this holiday then, to be able to sort of get in touch with
Yeah, because I mean you can
French
see
people.
You can see scenery anywhere, can't you?
Yeah, just the French peasants.
You don't find much in the middle of Manchester, Mark, scenery.
No, but you can look at scenery in various forms anywhere.
Well, yes, but it's quite unique to certain parts of the country.
Whereas the people are what make the country.
Well, they make the country, yes, you're quite right.
And they are interesting.
Yeah.
And they're very forthcoming here in Normandy, I think.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Mm. Any French people are forthcoming once they realise you can understand them and they can understand you. That makes all the difference.
Yes.
But I'm lacking in practice in spoken French.
I see you've got to practice now. I mean, I have a go, don't know half the words, so I ask you.
Well, that's all right, doesn't matter.
I do know them, but I can't remember them.
Doesn't matter.
we should be.
You're
quiet.
Sometimes a bit cavalier in the way you use the present tense or everything. But
well, this
that,
is it. I that's it. That's the
following
sort of thing.
Following the tradition of French language generally, apparently.
Yes, I that's what I've forgotten, what the different endings are for different type of verbs and so on, but different part. What do you call it?
Tenses.
But just normal conversation, if I'm speaking present tense, they know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, that's right, yes.
Yes. And they had a lovely little dog.
Oh, yes.
Scrounger.
A scrounger, of course, as all dogs are. Little Lhasa Apso. That's the second Lhasa Apso we've seen. We also saw two huskies in the last few days.
No, that's not the name of the dog. It was Lhasa Langui.
Oh, well, it was Lhasa
Langui.
Yes, well, yes, what you said, yes.
Lhasa Langui.
It was, yes, that norm. With funny little teeth that looked just like the animal in Alien.
Yeah.
But very friendly.
But he was laughing.
Mm.
Just like Nero used to.
Sort of.
And he said good morning to Nero in the morning. He showed all his teeth, he'd tickle his nose with his whiskers, and he'd sneeze.
Yes, well, I think we've more or less exhausted that subject.